This is a HeadGum Original.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Previously on the HeadGum Podcast.
But yeah, if you're going to put your money somewhere, put it in Dogecoin.
That's like, you shouldn't be giving financial advice.
What's that? I actually have fucking had it, Marika, with these quips, right? And I've actually fucking had it, Danny, Amir, Marty, Johnny, Angie, with you not selling ads on this show for things like quip. So I've had it with Marika's quips, and I've had it with not having quip money that I could invest in Doge, Ferris.
Yes.
I'm sorry, but sacks.
Game over.
That's it. The whole episode. Yeah. This is a good episode.
It's a mood killer. Just right off the bat.
Like the energy that everybody's brought already.
You guys danced. We fucking danced for you.
You swayed. We smiled
and danced.
Noodle danced. I love a good noodle dance at like a Krungbin concert where you just kind of noodle left to right.
That's great. That's what everybody does at Dead & Company.
Oh, yeah. You went to two of those, right?
Yeah.
Two Grateful Dead shows?
Entourage?
Yeah. Micah came up with that sound bit before the live show, and I forgot to use it.
Got it. Mm-hmm. How do you think the live show went?
Me?
Jeff. Yeah, I want just a little post-mortem. I don't think we ever discussed it.
Mm-hmm. It's hard because like everybody seemed to like it, which is good, but I felt like everyone sort of stole my thunder.
Yeah. There were a couple like tech hiccups. I wonder if those were built into the show or because at one point you blamed having to switch computers.
That was
Billy.
Real.
I don't know if you heard, but we played Jeopardy during a live show. And I think during the final Jeopardy, Jeff's like, oh, actually, the final thing is on my other computer. And so we just scrapped that 4 minute bit. During a live show,
it was like the Family Feud.
It was during
one, right?
Family Rude,
Family Rude. You also didn't know. You had no idea what any of the categories said, right? So you couldn't actually like we would guess, and you didn't know if it was right or wrong, and you just had to say you had to click and reveal.
I feel like all comedians learn, especially sketch and alt comedians, less is more over time.
Yeah.
And like less props, less music cues, less video cues. Jeff right now is firmly in the more is more camp.
He's a
more
maximalist.
Soundboards.
Yeah. So the Family Rude thing of not knowing what was on the survey, that was on me.
Yeah.
And that's something I learned of like, I need to have cards or something to know what the categories are so I can say survey says and then know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The final round of Family Rude was messed up because I came to the venue for tech completely prepared. My entire laptop was set up. All I needed to do was plug in the HDMI to the venue's setup. Mm-hmm. And then we did it and it kept connecting for like 2 minutes and then it would cut out as soon as we had it all set up. So we tried that like four times with different dongles and it just wasn't working. So we brought Marika's burner laptop and because that had the HDMI input direct. And that worked.
See.
So I had to airdrop everything to her, and I forgot to airdrop the list of Family Rude questions.
Ferris, you can edit all of that out.
Yeah, this is too inside baseball. So what did we miss? Yeah, what was not on the new laptop?
Let me find it.
Oh, a tough question. You just brought us deeper into.
I'm just curious because, yeah, during the live show, he's like, oh, never mind. I don't have this thing. And like, yeah. You know.
While Jeff's looking for it, Jake and Amir, how would you describe Jeff's mood post-show? Did he feel celebratory or did he feel like
he loved it. Yeah, okay, he crushed it. He knocked it out of the park. We didn't even, I'm like, I'm going to have to build up this kid's confidence because like that didn't go well. But he was already riding so high that I felt like I had to knock him down a peg or two.
Got it.
I mean, it went really well.
Yeah, you feel good about it.
Yeah, but you shouldn't think that. Like, you should be focusing on the bad shit and be like, oh, I don't know, I'm worried about, like, I forgot the family duel thing. But instead, he's like, that was awesome, and it didn't matter that I forgot it. And so then I have to be like, I kind of did, I think.
Usually, like, Jeff is the bad guy on this podcast, but I actually think you're being kind of a piece of shit right now.
Holy shit.
This is what Jeff's been waiting to hear.
This is my Breaking Bad moment.
I'm back to hating Jeff.
Yeah, for sure. It's incredible. It's incredible. You give him one compliment and he's like, I will ruin it now. This is my moment.
I have to assign a sound effect to that.
Way too loud sound effect.
I just want to announce and that we can continue this kind of like natural conversation, but we are waxing now. We're in the waxing portion.
Great.
And we were, yeah.
Jeff, you played a soundbite from Entourage. How would you cast the four of us?
Oh,
in
that's
the roles
really good.
Of Entourage.
That's nice. I like that.
I think Jake would be Vinny Chase.
Awesome.
I think.
I was really hoping you would say that.
Billy, you would be E. Mm-hmm. I would be Johnny Drama, and Amir would be E.
Two E's. Johnny.
No one
Vinny.
Is Turtle.
No, we don't have a turtle amongst us. We just don't. And you can't, like, at a certain point, if you cast before you write, that affects the script.
I don't feel like Billy is an E. Like, maybe Billy's closer to a turtle. Just a friendly, positive, fun-loving guy.
Knicks
E
fan.
Is a little bit...
big Knicks guy.
I think E is
they're all Knicks
guys. Whiny.
What about Drama? Because he's... he eats and makes a lot of food and he's worried about people being fed.
A provider. That's true.
Yeah. That's why I'd be him.
Not really. You're more of a turtle, to be honest. You're a little bit of an E.
What's
actually,
that?
I think you're more of an Ari.
Turtle of the character.
I think Jeff is Ari. He's Ari Gold. He's just this like, like seemingly in power, but not really in power figure.
Yeah, Jeff is Lloyd. Yes. Jeff is Lloyd, I think. He's sort of like the little sidekick to Ari.
No,
yeah.
Absolutely not.
You're Lloyd
more
of
than
a man.
An assist.
I'll come up beside it.
What?
What was that?
Up come up beside it.
Up come up silent.
What the fuck is that?
Of all the sounds and words in the world.
Up come up beside it.
I've heard it. I have no idea what it is. I'm not going to figure it out. Nice.
How did you guys think the HeadGum Podcast live show went, but also the entire weekend?
Billy.
What's that?
Start with Billy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I guess from my point of view, it was a success. I was 3,000 miles away, didn't hear 1 minute of it or see 1 minute of it. Saw some still images, about 10 people on stage really close, found out there was technical difficulties, and Jeff had a great time. So no surprises. I'm looking forward to the next one.
Oh, yeah. If we can give the postmortem notes, having 9 people on stage with like 4 or 5 microphones.
Mess. Yeah. My,
no
that wasn't my plan. Ideal. My plan was to have 6. Max.
Yeah.
And that's, but then I was like,
still
everybody
more
was
than
having
the amount of mics.
By one.
Still more people than mics at 6, yeah.
More than the mics by one.
Yeah.
Yeah. We only had 5 microphones,
Up come up beside it.
Listen, I thought the energy around the green room was infectious and
it was quiet. There was no music really going on.
It was absolutely.
What are you talking
bumping
about? You Amir, you had a bad pre-show. Weekend, it sounds like. You I had
pre-show?
A fucking ball.
There was no music.
Pre-show.
It was quiet.
We partied.
In there.
It was the best weekend of my life.
Yeah.
Nice.
I had a great time. I had a great time. I'm
really?
With Jeff.
I think there is one question that people do have that weren't at the festival. Jake, you posted a series of photos that were clearly captivated people. The series of photos featured a wet spot on Amir's jeans.
Yes.
Two questions. First question, were you intentionally posting that picture to drum up a conversation? You didn't mention the wet spot in your post, but were you trying to make us talk about it?
So my idea for the bit was way less funny. It was just like, I'll take like a series of photos as I'm getting like closer and closer to you.
Wow.
So like I have one that's further away, then I get a little closer, then a little closer. And I think like the last one was like a video of me getting really up in his face.
Okay.
But then I got like 20, I don't get that many DMs, but I got like 20 DMs.
They were slid all into about, your DMs. Yeah.
Yeah. People slid into the DMs about the wet spot. They slid into the DMs about the fit of the jeans.
Yeah.
People talked
so
to me about
slim.
Yeah. People were saying your socks were ugly. So then
I can't keep up. I can't keep up with the fashion trends.
Fair.
Then I haven't bought pants in 2 years and I already feel out of date.
I've never gotten so much heat going down in the DMs.
Yeah. Like,
and then when I posted screenshots of the DMs that I was getting, people really went off. I had over 100.
That's when the floodgates sort of opened.
Yeah.
Because everyone wanted to be DMs. On the story. Yeah. Right.
So I guess behind the music, Amir, what was the wet spot from? We all need to know.
Was it
That's
socks?
A great question.
It's such a specific, it was like a quarter size spot on your upper thigh.
Yeah.
And it didn't bleed out anywhere. It was just one circle of wetness.
It was something, I think it was oil
coffee.
Or something.
Would you say the wetness was just so?
No. I would say it was, I thought it was coffee, but then
Jeff, we're waxing. We're waxing. Could you stay out of our way?
No, that's what I'm facilitating joy.
Yeah. Although coffee would have been, like, I kept wetting the spot. You know, you do the old wet the spot, watch it dry. Hopefully the spot dries with the wetness.
Yep.
Yeah.
But the spot stayed.
Yep.
The spot stayed. So it had to have
it's
been
stain.
an oil-based stain. Yes, exactly.
I wonder if it was some kind of Dijon.
A mustard nose.
No,
like, it didn't look like a mustard.
Yeah.
What did you have for breakfast that day?
It was a coffee and I want to say like a
scone.
It looked like fresh wetness. Cream. It looked like fresh wetness. That wasn't a previous stain, correct?
Yeah. It was fresh wetness. It was from that day.
Yeah.
But it wasn't wet at that moment. Like it wasn't like people talked about, I think.
It was set. It wasn't wet. It was set.
It wasn't piss. Because it was
Setness.
Part of the pants.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't piss. It was kissed.
I think a scone is actually... I think a scone is a good guess because I think there could have been
some
oil.
Too dry.
That's why you use the clotted cream. That's why you use the clotted cream, and that's why it gets on the jeans. Clotted jeans.
Did you have sous vide bites from Starbucks? Those have a little grease to them.
Yeah, they do.
Like
that's an oily drop. Yeah, but I didn't have it that day. I really cannot for the life. It was from Blue Bottle.
Okay.
I think it was from Blue Bottle, so I don't remember exactly what I would eat that would cause that. I want to say it was coffee. Because you know these lids that like... They put the lid on top of the plastic.
They haven't mastered that lid. They haven't figured...
The coffee stays on the lip. The coffee stays on the lip.
They got rid of straws too fast. I'm all for getting rid of straws. We should have a solution, but it doesn't exist yet.
Nope.
Okay? It's not paper straws.
Don't go green without thinking through it.
That's right.
Wait, let's see what you got cold brew right now, Jeff. Are you in a... It seems like a very Curb Your Enthusiasm thing, but like... Where Larry just like keeps spilling because of the lid. The lid holds the liquid.
Yeah.
And is the lid holding the liquid there? Are you getting any splashback on the... Yeah. Are 100%. You getting any splashback on the other side? Yeah.
100%. It gets all over your face. It's not good to drink.
I don't think it's a good aesthetic either. There's something weird to me about being an adult with a sippy cup.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not... It's
I need
not
a bigger
cool.
hole.
Interesting.
I'm trained on the full rim. And now suddenly you're just... postage stamp sized, it's changing everything.
It's not cool. It's not cool to drink coffee like that. But like,
we're
back
gonna
in
need
the day
a
when
lid.
You used to get, nice. That's actually, you need a smaller sort of tighter lid. But like I was saying back in the day, like gas station coffee, like Billy, you like hot black coffee. That's like the cool way to drink coffee. Hot black. And like, it's cool to be like, I like it shitty. Like, yeah, the shit, like out of a fucking, whatever those things
like
are.
Like New York Bodega dollar coffee.
Yes,
you know that blue cup.
Yep. Did they put the lid on it or is it like straight up open?
I mean, if you go to a fancy bodega, you might get a lid. But more often than not, I think it's just carry it and wish you the best.
Mm. A hot
I remember
black,
those New York
cup,
days
right?
where it was like you would like line the edge of your cup with like six napkins. And then those napkins would just be doused in coffee as you're walking down the sidewalk.
Oh, yeah,
it's like
cool,
you just show up to meetings stained in coffee.
The best city in the world. Jeff, fucking react.
Oh,
like,
sorry.
You zoned out. We're talking about coffee, man. You're hosting
the
show.
It's because I do the assembly cuts on these, and so I just kind of like am clocking as we do them what I'm going to cut out and what I'm not. And so that was
so
all
far, I think
be
it's
out.
All interesting.
And so I'm like, I don't, if I, why interact if I know that that's not going to end up in the final cut?
Up, come up beside it.
We could.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Coffee gets everywhere.
You fucking killed the wax.
Yeah. No,
wax
five
on,
more
wax off.
There's five more minutes of what was your guys' favorite moment from the weekend, let's say? My favorite, I don't know, I can't say it on the show.
I know, I was thinking the exact same
thing. At the
thing.
Irish bar, yeah.
Yeah.
Jeff, you slept on the beach. Talk to us about it.
No, I want to finish out the weekend and then we'll go to the beach sleep.
That didn't happen over the weekend?
That was a different, I think that was a different weekend.
I meant the weekend of the HeadGum Podcast live show.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so me and Jeff, we have the same favorite moment shared in the Irish bar post-show, second night.
Yeah. That was my favorite moment of the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
The low point was after that, when we went to Brooklyn.
Yeah, for
and
sure.
And I realized I left my bag and had to leave you guys high and dry at the woods.
Yeah.
And then when I
what
came back,
your
you guys were gone. Everything valuable. When
his laptop.
Laptop.
You lost all this?
No, I got it back.
Okay.
Yeah, but I had to go back to Manhattan to get it. And that's the worst feeling. Your stomach just absolutely drops.
We had that thing happen. You know, like in New York, Billy, you get this. It's like the very end of the night, but you're like, let's go to one last bar. We're all going back to Brooklyn. One last bar.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking forward to at least like having one more hour with my guys.
Yep.
We get there. Me, Micah, Johnny, Jeff.
Sweet.
We go into the bar, and then Jeff is just standing in line. He forgot his backpack at the venue. Jeff and
everything.
Johnny just spin around. They leave. Johnny goes home. Jeff goes back to Manhattan to get his backpack.
Fuck.
Why did Johnny? Johnny's like, if Jeff's not here, I'm out.
I think it just felt like
energy sucked out. Yeah.
It was
like 3:15 and bars close at 4. I think it was also like I was getting a lift back to Manhattan, so I was like, I'll drop you off on the way there.
Oh yeah, Johnny lives in Manhattan. So it was just like, yeah. Yeah.
But my favorite moment that we can talk about was probably probably like right when the show started and you guys were coming out and people were like going crazy.
Yeah, that's up there. Yeah. Mine is when the show's over.
Right.
I love the post show feeling because I get worked up. I get nervous before the show. When I'm on stage, it's all a blur.
Yeah.
It's the afterglow. That's what I do it for.
And after the afterglow, it's the after afterglow.
Mm-hmm.
And then the hotel lobby.
That's correct.
Yeah, I slept on the beach, Billy.
Why?
That was my comment on your Instagram.
No, I've been running on adrenaline the last 3 weeks and just making saying yes to everything, which has been so much fun. But I also didn't sleep on the beach. We ended up just not sleeping. And so I'm like fucking exhausted because I was in New York for 2 weeks almost. And I don't think I slept more than 5 hours on any given night. I got 1 hour of sleep last week full, which made me feel more tired because once you stop running on adrenaline, you crash. And then...
Wait, what do you mean you got 1 hour of sleep
or
last
one
week?
Full.
Yeah, come on, that's
one
a lie.
Full night's rest last week, I should say.
So like one night last week, you got 8 hours and the rest you were just like cutting yourself off too early.
Yeah, and then Halloween didn't sleep a wink and then last night slept 6 hours, so... Wow. I'm fucking exhausted, guys.
What do you think? You're going to like fall asleep tonight at like 9 p.m. and wake up at like noon the next day? Like, is that how you
catch
up?
No, now I'm going I'm climbing at 9 p.m.
What? Where?
Why?
LAB.
Yeah.
Nice.
Because that's the only time George can do it. And I haven't seen him in a couple weeks. Actually, well, I saw him in Brooklyn. A
couple weeks? He's your roommate. He's your roommate.
But he was in New Orleans and I was in Kansas City. And then finally we're back. And then
you're going to get COVID again.
I actually probably will.
You're trending towards COVID too. You're going to be my first double breakthrough friend.
Yeah.
Like you're flirting with COVID more than you're flirting with, I don't know, someone else in your life.
Yeah.
Whoever you slept on the beach with.
Or didn't sleep on the beach with, even more promiscuous.
Nice. All right, we got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Okay.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys,
my social battery is starting to come back, I have to say, because, you know, we're all less social in the winter habitually, and I feel like I've sort of charged up for a summer of filling my cup. But it can be easy to ignore our social battery altogether and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter, like I said. What's the right amount of socialization for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some time alone. Therapy can give you that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I'm in therapy every week. It definitely helps me rearrange my priorities so that I can prioritize my social battery and making sure I have that time to recharge, which I need. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/whatsthat today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatsthat. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
And we're back. Let's get straight into the most fan favorite of all segments recently. Bond of the absolute week.
Good God. I can't continue being on this segment. I've said my bonds.
No, it's every week you have to choose a new bond until the next one's cast. This week, my casting choice, because I think we're getting further and further away from that, it has to be from the UK, the Nelk Boys.
Whom?
I followed it. Do I send you the Nelk Boys? They're an absolute shit follow. If you ever follow someone who's kind of a disaster on purpose just to see what kind of insane things they're up to, there are these four Canadian prankster tweens that are like overt Trump supporters now. And all they do is like go to parties and party and go to colleges and like give kids drugs and make YouTube videos and get banned on YouTube. They're insane. They're terrible. But they're wildly entertaining for me as a 38-year-old who's just like at home doing nothing.
What are they
following
called?
This
the Nelk Boys?
Nelk.
N-E-L-K. Yes.
It's one of the worst words I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I think that's half the reason why Amir likes them.
They get like millions. Like they drop these like, we're making this live stream and like 2.1 million fucking college kids are all following them. And they're like, we're at this place. Come party with us. And it's like during COVID, before the vaccine, like packing a bar or a warehouse. They dropped their own like hard seltzer recently. They're wildly successful.
If I may backtrack for one quick second, we're talking about the Nelk Boys. Why are we talking about Nelk? You said something about Bond at some point.
Okay, so the segment is Bond of the Week. So every week until the next Bond is cast, we're going to just kind of lob up an idea for casting.
Got it.
Week I'm thinking, what if the Nelk Boys were James Bond?
Got it. Okay.
Yeah, they'd be terrible James Bonds. They're all like barely pubescent and pretty bad.
Yeah.
I just saw my first James Bond movie. I'd never seen a James Bond movie before this most recent one.
What'd you think?
I thought he's a great driver. Guy can, he's like the best car driver I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Good at shooting. Seems like a pretty decent guy. And the ending surprised me, to put it mildly, of this movie.
I think I didn't like it, the ending. Mm-hmm. I think it's
no got, spoilers.
It's, yeah, I know. Okay. So don't say anything. Don't say anything.
Yeah.
So that, has everyone seen it?
I've spoiled it. But I've spoiled the ending to multiple people because I didn't know.
You can spoil it to me. You could spoil it to me. Well, I mean, no, I guess it's bad if people are going to watch it. But it's been out for a month.
You can't spoil it on the podcast.
No, it's not.
It's not right. It's uncouth.
I enjoyed the movie. I enjoyed the movie.
I thought the movie was pretty solid. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess it's like it's part of the whole mystique of James Bond. But how do they fucking shoot him with machine gun fire constantly and never grazed?
Yep.
He'll just like walk towards a machine gun and it's fine, and then boom. I have a single pistol and you're dead because I got shot.
Jeff, what are you eating?
Armor.
That was
what is that?
That's
is
bacon.
You're just eating bacon after bacon. You made bacon and that's it. You're eating it on the podcast. You can't even talk while people are talking. This is your.
Well, you guys want to fucking take it over, right? That's what you've been doing the entire half hour. So, be my guest.
Discussing Bond. You said Bond of the Week.
You haven't done your then Bond of the Week. You're talking about a real fucking movie. Daniel Craig is already in that. Who's your casting pick? And then let's move on.
Shrek.
Yeah, that's Shrek is he's from the UK. He's got the Irish accent.
That's true.
So I think that'll work.
Got the accent. Okay. Kind of fits in, wears a suit well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'll say Henry Cavill.
That's pretty good.
What do you mean good? It's actually fucking perfect.
You could holy shit.
Yeah. Fucking exactly. That's right. That's right. Wow. Yeah.
All right.
Fucking
Cavill. Full steam ahead.
Okay.
We got to go to our next segment.
Jeff?
I didn't say one.
Oh,
I didn't
fine.
Say one.
It's fine.
You're eating.
Welcome to Meta or Feta.
Oh, God.
Did you guys see the news?
Yeah, Facebook is changing its company name, but not the actual website name.
The Facebook company is now Meta.
Mm-hmm. And Feta is cheese.
That's correct. So dumb. So who the fuck cares? This is exactly
everybody,
what they
fucking
want.
Yeah, it was a publicity thing and it worked. And now Facebook's still called Facebook, but the company that owns it is called Meta.
Great. Mm. It's like Google is called like the ABC company or the Alphabet company or whatever. Mm-hmm. So it's like, who cares?
Yeah, who cares?
No, it's big
news. Jake, Mark Zuckerberg and you are in the same event. Do you feel compelled to want to introduce yourself to Mark Zuckerberg, or are you like, fuck that guy?
I wouldn't feel compelled to introduce myself to him. I wouldn't not do it because I hate him, though. Mm-hmm. I would just be, if people, usually when people are like excited about a famous person, I like to tack the other way and not give a shit.
But
not like I'm mad. I'm not like.
Yeah, I feel you. You're not headstrong about it. Would you be starstruck?
No.
This isn't what the segment is.
Ron Zuckerberg. It's fine.
This segment's better.
Nerd. Right in the face for ruining democracy.
Let's go.
To be there, I would have to tackle him.
I want Billy to fucking host the show. Billy should be the host of the show.
What?
Billy is fucking fun, positive, asks interesting questions, responds when you answer. You're antagonistic, bacon-eating ass. You fucking don't do jack shit. You just introduce segments like Bond of the Weeks, yell at people to wax, and then play, wow! You're a fucking poison, man.
Eight minutes ago, Jake was saying that I was too rude to Jeff, and then it was a seesaw.
I just like Billy. The name of the game is absolutely Meta or Feta. So I'm gonna do it's fill in the blank, and you have to say whether it's Meta or Feta. All right, here we go. This is for actual cash. $100 for every right answer. $100 owed to me for every wrong answer.
Okay.
Blank recently caused a big shift in the tech industry.
Meta.
That's not wrong.
No, it's not. Meta caused it.
No,
if anything, maybe both, but definitely Meta.
Yeah, I know what kind of game it is now. Sometimes Jeff doesn't do this, but sometimes he does, you know? Sometimes
it's Feta from Change Foods, which is an Australian-US tech firm, creating bio... what would it be? Bioengineered cheese. so that you don't need to use cows. Here we go. Blank is really just a distraction from larger issues.
Feta.
Fuck.
We get the game now.
Why?
You guys answered in unison, so I owe you both $100. Blank feels like an unnecessary and bad thing to happen.
Feta.
Meta.
What? Which one?
It was feta.
Do you care to explain why? Or is that just...
I don't like
everyone's
feta.
Supposed to... Okay.
Right. Right.
Jeff, honest question. When you make these games, do you actually have answers to each question? Or do you just kind of see how we answer and then reverse engineer the most prick answer in return?
I actually have the answer. But I'm open to change sometimes. Like, I think when we played Hammer Spam, one of the hams was spam, and I still gave it to Marika because it was sort of her birthday.
That's nice.
Blank's sort of? Logo... What's that?
Sort of her birthday, or was it actually her birthday?
I didn't say what's that at all during the show, I realized, when I listened back to it.
Oh, interesting.
Blank's logo is blue.
Meta.
I said feta.
Oh, god damn it. All right, so Jake is, what, that's $400?
I think every single answer in this quiz is feta.
And wrong, too, because feta's logo is not blue.
No, President Feta. President Cheese's feta is blue.
And President so are Cheese? Who's President Cheese?
President Cheese is a company. It's a brand of cheese.
And their feta is blue?
Their logo is blue, and the box that the feta is delivered in... is blue. And I want you to be blue. I want you to be seasonally depressed this winter. Please. Jesus. Would you do me that one favor? Would you do me that one common courtesy? All right. Blank pairs well with wine.
Meta.
We were looking for feta.
See, that's a good example of what I was talking about earlier.
Yeah,
I'm certain.
You said feta, he would have said no.
Yep. No, I would have said yes. Here we go. Blank is an exciting new approach to socialization online.
Feta, because it's the fucking opposite of the truth.
Yeah, so that's going to be zooming with a friend while eating feta.
Feta,
which is a cheese.
Mm-hmm. We know. We know it's a cheese. The whole thing has been about this cheese.
Right.
You said president cheese at one point.
Blank will be an exciting new chapter
feta.
For the
meta.
Facebook
feta.
Company.
Feta. Feta.
You didn't even feta. Hear it. You guys meta. Think all feta. These answers are feta. Feta. I really caution you. Blank is an exciting new chapter for the Facebook company.
Feta.
Meta.
Correct. So that's going to be the introduction of feta in Facebook break rooms across the country.
Yeah, I said it first, I think, because I said feta as soon as you started.
How much cash do I have at this point?
You have, I think, $700.
Nice.
Jeff, can you cite your sources? Who said that feta is going to be in meta break rooms moving forward?
Another piece of bacon.
Nice. Billy, you're in the doghouse now. This is actually a new thing. No, you just crossed me one too many times, so here you go. This is going to be 2 minutes on the clock. You can't speak for the next 2 minutes.
Billy is one of the most polite, positive, fun-loving,
universally beloved. I said you ruined the live show. Billy just asked you what your source was as to how you heard Facebook break rooms were getting feta, and he got into the doghouse.
Yeah, Billy's like a textbook definition of a good guy. So if you have beef with Billy, that's on you, brother. Actually, and fuck it, for the next minute and a half, just while Billy's in the doghouse, I'm going to go in on your sad little ass. I really, really am. I wish you froze to death on the beach, man.
Wow. Holy shit. What's that guy's style? The movie about the guy that froze in a van?
The movie about a
Call to the Wild or something.
Oh, he didn't. He died of he was poisoned. He poisoned himself by eating poisonous berries, and his stomach sort of ate itself from the inside.
Oh, interesting.
Chris McCandless, you're thinking of Into the Wild.
Yeah,
but if Jeff could die like that, that would be interesting. That would be fun. And we'd have
That'd
to
find
they'd find his skeletal remains, and we'd have to identify him by his shitty teeth because he has bad dental hygiene, as we all remember. So we'd look at the bite. There's an overbite, underbite, a couple cavities.
Both.
A chipped molar. Yeah. But we'd say, oh, this is definitely Jeff because he, you know, notoriously took such bad care of his teeth. So it has to be him.
All he drank was coffee and ate bacon. And like, that was enough. He rarely slept and he was rarely happy. And it was probably it all started with some sort of infection that was never canaled, root or otherwise.
That's correct. They'd ask us if we want the remains to have a funeral, and we would say, and we'd start laughing and giggling to ourselves. We'd be like, oh, yeah, yeah, definitely. We'll do that. Then
knowing full well, we're both sort of trading off taking dumps in the urn.
So, Jeff, I guess my question would be, putting me in the doghouse, was it worth it?
That was easy.
All right, let's round this out. Mark Zuckerberg...
Mark Zuckerberg.
Mark Zuckerberg approved the idea, and yes, Jake is fucking $800. He put feta in his Greek salad. Blank is the best place to access the metaverse online.
Feta?
Meta. You lost it all.
Yeah, it's all.
That was an $800 bonus round.
This is not what I wanted this to be. I was torn a new one and born anew.
Yabun.
I finally break.
It was the bun comment for me.
Dog.
Have you eaten anything besides the bacon and the cold brew?
Today? No.
That's it, right?
Yep.
Just caffeine and pork.
Fat. Oh, I don't want to... Oh, God damn it. Yeah, he Venmo'd me $800. Translating the station.
Jeff, I know that you often send thousands of dollars seemingly to your friends throughout this podcast. Have you read the fine print on Venmo about exchanging money and how you actually have to report over $600 in exchanges? So
yeah,
even
it's
these
a taxable
playful,
event.
It's now a taxable event. So even these little games that you play with your friends, like that moment with Jake probably cost you $2.25 on your taxes. And you've done it seemingly dozens of times, maybe hundreds. So you may.
And you get it back. You've made technically like thousands of dollars this year that you owe like 40% on for like short term.
That's right. That's income. That's income.
And that's not even a forward facing joke. Like that's a joke between people on an audio podcast. So like even the public doesn't even get what you want out of it. So that's a very expensive little.
All risk and zero reward.
That's right.
Yeah.
So.
I didn't know that.
It's like playing Russian roulette with six bullets.
I really didn't know that.
Yeah.
I probably owe hundreds of dollars in taxes for nonsense.
That's right.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Definitely.
Fuck me.
And I don't think you're going to learn a damn thing.
No. What about Cash App?
Does everyone... Right. No, it's all the same.
Look at the photos. Jeff's Venmo photo is it's too
trying.
Perfect for what you use Venmo for.
Sorry, hang on. Hold for sound. Yeah. All right, let's get into our last segment.
Were you really crying in that photo?
No, it was eye drops. I hadn't cried for a year until Halloween.
Why did you cry on Halloween? Because you were fucking cold on the beach, or
no? They played "Broke Down Palace," and I started weeping.
That's cool.
The beach played it.
What was that? What the hell was that?
He's on coke.
He's doing cocaine acting.
He's doing coke and bacon.
Good tweet, bad tweet.
What's that?
Good tweet, bad tweet.
Oh, that's cool. From Succession. Yeah. Billy didn't.
Because you know he's
on
coke
Billy's
this whole season.
Cut
that's going to be like the thing,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I'm only halfway through season two.
You didn't see Sunday's episode?
No. Nice. I'm midway through season two.
Okay, well, it's not a spoiler, but they play a game in a limo called Good Tweet, Bad Tweet because Kendall's getting like obsessed with his own image. He's kind of believing his own press. Even though not all of it's positive. So here we go. This is Good Tweet, Bad Tweet, Amir Blumenfeld edition.
We're only going to do the bad tweet and then the segment's over.
These are real tweets from people who have tweeted about or at Amir. Are you ready?
Yeah, I love it.
How do we play? Wait, how do we even play?
That's it. This is the whole game. Is Jeff just reading them?
Oh, we don't even say like good tweet or bad tweet.
I thought Amir said, in the show. Kendall yells good tweet.
So Amir, you say good tweet or bad tweet, and I'll read that and be really excited when I'm cooking.
Good tweet. Good tweet. I want
to hear. I'm partial to Amir Blumenfeld. That's from Phil McCreary.
That's funny. That's great. All right. That's it. And then on to the next person.
Bad tweet.
Bad tweet. Witnessing Amir Blumenfeld's gambling addiction is hilarious. That came in from Raven.
What?
What do you mean?
You do have a gambling addiction.
Yeah.
No, I don't.
You do. You can't not really toy with cash.
I mean, it's exciting. It's a vice that I enjoy, but I wouldn't say I'm any more addicted to it than somebody that likes a beer at the end of the day.
All right.
Good tweet.
Sorry, one second.
Boy, here we go.
This is your game.
I know. I'll cut this out. You can't cut it out.
It's a video.
Gotta love when Jeff goes into a character. Like when he starts acting.
I was going to check something that had to do with this, and I can't remember what it is, and then I started getting frustrated. God damn it. I don't remember. All right. Good tweet. I was this close to going on TikTok Live with Amir Blumenfeld, who's the only reason I'm even remotely funny today. That was from Free Roaming Goat.
Nice. Oh, that's nice. Very nice. Yeah. Bad tweet.
It's very nice. Bad tweet. Bad tweet. Here we go.
What about the other people in the Zoom? Why are we only doing me?
Sure. He's got that sort of dill.
I didn't say bad tweet.
Jake said bad tweet.
Yeah.
Sure. He's got that sort of dilf salt and pepper thing going, but that's it. Other than that, Amir Blumenfeld is still what he has historically been and will always be, a loser. That came from Alfie.
That came from Jeff Boyardee.
Yeah. That really sounded like you.
Can I see that tweet?
I can't figure out the screen share thing.
The screen share. Hey, you see? I can't figure out the Zoom link. Sure.
What if for all of 2022, I'm a fucking 40s mobster in character the entire year? I would do it. For a year, I was a mobster. Here we go.
Your mobster year.
1 second. Good or bad tweet?
We're not doing me again, are we?
We need to be faster. Did you see the show? Yeah, good. I'm a compact.
They only did two on the show.
Okay.
By the second one, Kendall was already sort of taken aback in a negative way.
I'm a compet only for my boyfie and Amir Blumenfeld. That's from IPED. Compet means compulsory heterosexual. So that means, like, I think they're only straight for you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
It's kind of a high honor.
Yeah.
You didn't really get it. That one didn't get much of a reaction. Let's just call a spade a spade.
Good tweet, bad tweet.
Are these real?
Yes, that was IP.
The bad ones.
I'll talk about a bad tweet real quick.
I didn't know what compet meant until I saw that. Yeah,
Jeff did an AMA yesterday, and at some point, an AMA, he wanted us to ask him anything, and somebody said, who's the best guest on the HeadGum podcast? And he proceeded to list, I'd say maybe 16 to 18 people who were the best guests. And one who was the worst, Amir. Yeah, so, of course, his intent was, hey, I'm making this to throw like a jab at my buddy Amir and also like keep this running gag going that Amir is the worst guest on this podcast. But I think that his second thing, his ulterior motive was, hey, if I tag these 18 people, this can drum up a whole new round of conversations amongst people. And now I'm at the top of the pyramid and they're doing all of the work for me. But what happened, folks, was even more impressive. The 18 people tagged in the tweet, no one replied. No one acknowledged the barking dog. And if you don't acknowledge a barking dog, it stops barking after a while. And
Billy, I will eat your ass.
No, you won't. It was so great to witness on social media.
good tweet, bad tweet.
That was great. Let's go bad tweet.
The day Amir Blumenfeld eats at a Michelin-starred restaurant is the day they decide to let poor weaklings into Michelin-starred restaurants. That was from Happy Go Fucky.
Yeah.
No way.
They
no
do
way.
Let poor weaklings into those restaurants.
Yeah.
Good tweet, bad tweet.
So the segment's not over. The applause just happened for...
It was a really good tweet. I liked it a lot. That was from Happy Go Fucky.
Good tweet.
If I could meet any three people on the planet, it would be in this order. Amir Blumenfeld, Bernie Sanders, Jon Stewart. What about yours? And this one I thought was kind of nice. I mean, not only are you at the top there, Shmuel, but I thought that maybe we could list our three top people that we'd want to meet in the world.
I just think that Amir...
So you're
this,
just pivoting to a different thing entirely. The game is
can
over.
Can you imagine, though, how out of place is Blumenfeld in that group of, like, four people? Because it's like, the guy whose wish came true...
in a way.
Guy whose wish came true, he's there. So, like, Bernie and Jon Stewart have to talk to the guy whose wish came true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But then Blumenfeld is just there with Bernie. That's...
Yeah, and I'm
sort
of waxing politics.
That doesn't
with
make
guy.
Any
like,
sense.
I feel appreciate
like,
I his idealistic standards.
Those three guys
Amir
push you out of the
for
conversation.
Prisons.
Yeah, you're out early.
Where we have to assume that fan is Jewish too. He just doesn't want to meet three Jews, and he's not
Ben
Jew
Hansen
himself.
Kaplan.
What was his name?
Ben Hansen Kaplan. I don't think that's a Jewish name.
Yeah,
Kaplan's pretty,
Jewish. Pretty
Jewish.
Is it
Kaplan? Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Hansen, not maybe.
Hansen. Yeah.
Maybe it's a halfer. Did you look up anybody else? Billy? Oh, this is who you'd want to have dinner with?
Yeah. Is this a living or dead or what? Hmm? Living or dead?
I don't know. It's your idea.
This is such horse shit. I'm sorry, but like, I came with some good games today, and you guys are like smiling in anger.
Well, you played good tweet, bad tweet, which lasted 4.5 rounds all on me, and then you said, who would you want to have dinner with? Okay, so let's see what else
Conan
you got.
O'Brien, or Jake Bobby Weir. Let's just do a live. Conan O'Brien, Bob Weir, and let's go fucking...
The Nelk Boys.
The Nelk Boys as one amalgam.
Three people that you would have dinner with?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it'd have to be, for me, Obama, and then...
Which one?
Like Jeff... Barack Obama.
Malia.
Actually, that's perfect. So it's Barack Obama, Malia Obama, and Jeff Rosenberg. Because I feel
sounds
like...
Sounds awful.
Well, no, then it's, you know, two people that kind of know each other. I feel like I'm at my
so
best with
so it's a double
Rosie.
Date, but
yeah.
No one's dating.
And then we get to... No, yeah, it's not a double date, but it's like we have a lot... We have a deeper connection than, you know, three random people. It's like I get to introduce the Obamas to my good friend Jeff, and then they're like... You know, that's like us, a father-daughter bonding thing that happened. I feel like that results, the way you play this game is you've got to, excuse me, you're typing. I don't know what you're doing, but I'm still in the middle of my thought.
Sorry, yeah.
Yeah, no, it's fine. The game of this is to get that second dinner. That's not the wish dinner. That's just the, you know, the four, quit typing, please. The four people want to come back and have that additional meal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Do you know what I'm saying? And I feel like this sets us up for success, and everybody's zoned out. Billy's the only one that's fucking engaged.
I love the second dinner. I love at the end of the first meal where I'm like, I won that. I won that little social.
What was that, Jeffrey?
Me and Billy are fucking talking. We're talking
like normal.
We're in the middle of we're
like
fucking
normals.
Playing your game.
All right, bad tweet. We only have bad tweets left, so here we go. Amir has
no one
little
else
dick energy.
Do the dinner thing.
That's from Wendy Williams.
The dinner thing did seem interesting, but it doesn't seem like we're gonna.
And then we'll finish. Then we'll do the dinner thing.
I'd rather talk through the dinner stuff.
Amir can't stay at an event for more than an hour and a half without feeling anxious. That's that irredeemable shit. That was from Avital.
No, none of these are true. The Wendy Williams. No way she tweeted about me.
If I had a gun with two bullets and was in a room with Amir Blumenfeld and Vlad the Impaler, I'd pistol whip Amir, beat the shit out of him, and then shoot him dead while Vlad got away. That was from Johnny.
No way.
Johnny who? Villa?
Villa, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a fake.
It's weird that he doesn't want to kill Vlad the Impaler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean...
What did he say?
What is that one?
I don't know. It says Wapas. It was trending on my soundboard. Also, people found my soundboard. I guess you can use it. So,
interesting.
I don't know how they found it, but I saw it on the Discord. Billy, what about your dinner guests?
My dinner guests would be Don Jr. and Eric, I think, and me.
Whoa. Wow.
Yeah. And I think we just have a real frank conversation about how we got to be who we've become. And I'd be curious to see where that goes.
Why?
I mean, I could pick Jay-Z and other billionaires and learn from them, or I could step into the fire and see if I can make some actual change in this world.
It'd be interesting if you flipped the table over at the dinner. Like, you just have them to dinner so you could take them all out.
There's something to be said for that. I mean, there's something to be said for Yeah, so that's where I'm going. I'm going Don, Don Jr., and Eric. Next question.
Okay. That's cool. Well, Amir, what's yours? Come on. Come on.
It's LeBron.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. LeBron, AD, and Russ Westbrook. I want to get to the bottom of their three-man
You guys would have so much wine.
Amir, imagine trying to tell your dinner guests that you're friends with me at the table next to you with Don, Don Jr., and Eric. Like, no, he's a good guy. I swear he's a good guy.
Yeah, this is just like this weird hypothetical that came true for him.
We didn't know Jeff had that power.
Yeah.
I hated that, man.
All right, well, that was good tweet, bad tweet. All right, plugs. Billy, what do you have going on? What do you want to point the people towards? What an earnest ending to the show. I might cut all of that out.
What do I want to plug? No joke, buckets, anything on HeadGum, at Billy Scafuri across socials. And that's it. That's all you have to know.
Amir?
Yeah, same. No joke, buckets, and follow Billy on social media.
Mm-hmm. Jake?
Same. No joke, buckets, follow Billy on social media.
Venmo and Venmo Billy.
Yeah. And I'm gonna say no joke, buckets, everything on HeadGum, and then at Billy Scafuri on all socials. Mm-hmm. But spell Billy Scafuri GEOFFBOYRDEE on Twitter, and then it's GEOFFREYJAMES on Instagram, and that's pronounced Billy Scafuri. Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode of the HeadGum Podcast.
Billy's gonna kill you. Look at that fucking Billy's gonna kill you face.
I know where Billy lives. He doesn't know where I live.
So come to my house and let's see what happens.
Yeah.
End it right there.
That was a HeadGum Original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will.
Can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.